Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, we're about 15 minutes from talking with Nathaniel Lowe on our Rangers Players Show, hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, but let's get into some NFL news of the day. And Brian Broaddus, we will have the East-West Shrine Bowl again in our own backyard, but it's moving from the Star in Frisco. It's going to be
stadium, huh?
At AT&T Stadium. Yes, they will host the 100th edition of the East-West Shrine Bowl, and we saw plenty of players get drafted from that game.
Did a heck of a job over there.
Absolutely. I mean, Edgerrin Cooper was a participant, Renardo Green. They set a new record when it came to players drafted from that. So a lot of players over the course of history have played in this, whether it was Walter Payton, Lawrence Taylor, John Elway, Gale Sayers. The list goes on and on. Yeah. But that's going to be fun, and that should be open to the public as well if you want to go check that out.
Yeah, that was, I tell you what, the practices were really, really cool. I know Aisha Morrison, yourself, a lot of Kyle Yeomans, Nick Harris. I mean, everybody that was involved in the draft show. And again, thanks to all the folks that watched us on the draft show those three nights.
Thank you so much.
Really, really appreciate you all. But yeah, I mean, anytime you could get.
You're welcome, by the way, for both you guys.
Oh, I was just glued. Did you do it from? You did it from Pluckers?
Were you? Well, not night one. Night one, I have to be honest, I didn't because I was hanging out with the Tolos.
Yeah,
but nights two.
You couldn't add us on your phone or something.
Night two, day three. You know how much heavy lifting you got to do there at Pluckers, Walchuk?
I mean,
you know how many drinks and wings you have to consume there. Yeah. Like. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but no, thanks to everybody. But yeah, anytime you get to see live looks of football players, that's a good deal.
It is. It absolutely is. Now, there's been a lot of talk.
What were you reading before when I said that?
I just wasn't sure if you were done yet. But I was looking at where I wanted to go next with this.
Okay.
We're going to pick Aaron Rodgers.
He was directing traffic.
Yeah. No, I'll go to London here in a second. We'll save London. Real reason London Aaron Rodgers apparently skipped Jets mandatory minicamp.
Wait. We have the official reason. Albert Breer hinted at some ball-tripping excursions with his boys, which is what we all assumed.
I assume, too. But this is Connor Hughes of SNY, covers the Jets there in New York.
He's a Jets mouthpiece, for record. He's the guy that they're like, hey, we need some good pub right now. Connor, go ahead and tell him how everything's okay.
Man, you're calling that
locker.
Man out.
It's just the fact.
Him and Jamal Adams had a really interesting back and forth as well last year. But apparently his unexcused absence was due to the star quarterback traveling on a pre-planned trip to Egypt.
Yeah.
So that's what he was doing.
Cairo.
He had a plan to go to Egypt, and the team was notified of the scheduling overlap when it later finalized its minicamp dates. And Sala abruptly informed reporters of Rodgers' absence. As we know, we've played the audio, but not a trip that I guess he could reschedule.
Oh, it's Dr. Jones again.
Because he had to go look at, the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Pyramids.
He went to Egypt.
Yeah.
Now,
you ever been?
Probably the Temple of Karnak.
No, never been to Egypt.
Something.
I don't know that I'd be welcomed in Egypt.
Oh, you don't think so?
In fairness. As of right now. That climate
that's
that we're dealing
with.
Probably stop by the Valley of the Kings or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's interesting. And now he could have been ball tripping in Egypt. We didn't get any denial there that there wasn't an ayahuasca
darkness
retreat happening there.
What do you think happens in those pyramids, dude? Come on.
You know what?
My man was not getting his money
connect
back.
Connect some dots.
Was he Expedian?
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe he was like...
Does he do commercials for them?
I don't know.
I don't know if he does either.
He couldn't get his money back? My man's a... I'm sure...
I mean,
does Aaron Rodgers... He makes enough money where he could charter a plane to do this, couldn't he?
He could. I mean, I think that it is still...
Is that not long of a flight, right?
He wasn't flying coach.
You find out the dates. You can move some stuff around. That's what I'm saying. You still get an Egypt trip.
No, dude. No. Yeah. Once you put on the calendar that you and your buddies are going to go trip balls at the Soho Square in Egypt, okay, nothing's going to get in the way of that.
And he made that very clear. But in reality, when you're Aaron Rodgers and you have that kind of money, you can
I kind of feel like you can, even if you're flying commercial, you could rearrange your business class or first class tickets, couldn't you?
Not when you're going to go snorkeling with your buddies at the Tiran Island, okay? Again, nothing's getting in the way of
that. Are these the top 10 things you do in Egypt? Is this what we're doing right now? Give me number four. Come on, go ahead.
That's Valley of the Kings.
Okay, give me number six.
Do you even know what are
Abu Simbel Temple Complex?
The Abu Simbel Temple Complex.
You know about that one.
I wonder how many of these he crossed off the bucket list.
It's one of Walchuk's top 10 complexes.
Hmm. He's got a big complex.
Big complex over here.
Yeah.
I don't know that can even make the top
number
10 complexes.
Number nine.
The Great Sphinx.
Oh, that's number nine?
Pretty brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I think they need to move the Sphinx up. I feel like that should be number one on the list.
That's
Sphinx.
An engineering marvel.
I do love a good Sphinx this time of year.
Yeah, you do, particularly just the way they smell.
Yeah.
Luxor Temple is number eight.
Well, you can go see that in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of like a copy and paste situation.
I feel like once you've seen one Luxor Temple, you've seen them all, right?
That's the one thing that I would say, you know what, Aaron, you could have just gone to Vegas later with your buddies, and you could have thrown footballs and done your job.
Like, come on, Aaron. Priorities here.
If you guys, on the top 10 list you got there, would you try to do all those?
Yeah, I'd be hitting that Ras Muhammad National Park for sure.
He'd
just
love
be
that.
Snorkeling, hanging out with my dudes.
He's often said he loves Ras Muhammad.
Let me tell you what, snorkeling, I can't do it.
You panic when you get underwater?
No. My flippers are too big.
What? It's a flipper issue?
Yeah, like I was...
Why don't you just get smaller ones?
He just said his flippers are too big.
The length of the flippers were too big.
Are you kidding me?
I was like floating over like coral that was like a million years...
Oh, you kept kicking it or something?
I was close to kicking coral that was like a million years old.
You were going
to
damage the coral.
Mm. And they were like...
get up.
And like, you got to get back on the boat because my flippers were too long and I was like... And I was like close to the coral.
Yeah.
Well, we can get you different flippers.
We don't want any coral quarrels.
But that's what I'm saying. They're like telling me this stuff's a million years old or whatever. And I'm like worried about kicking it over.
Wow. You're just disrespecting everything about
nature. What the hell?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, seriously.
I'm just telling you.
You want to go swim in poo water after this?
No, that is a tough situation, though. That sucks to like literally be born with the defect of not being able to snorkel with your buddies at whatever Egyptian island you want.
That's a tough situation.
I didn't want to be in the water with the sharks anyway. I was terrified by that whole thing anyway. I just really was.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like it was a win for you then.
Yeah, getting kicked out. Yeah, and asked me to leave. Get up.
It is.
Get back on the boat.
How about the draft in D.C.? They're working on a bid for 2027, which would include events at the National Mall there in D.C. Could be fun. Of course, we got that in Green Bay. If you want to go, make sure you get an Airbnb now.
I think it'd be cool if
you're crazy.
I think if they brought back each president to announce the pick.
Oh, man.
Like George Washington does the first pick.
Well, with AI, we could do that these days.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
What I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Whatever pick you are, you get that president to announce you.
With the hologram?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We can make that happen.
With the 43rd pick.
I want to see somebody talk with those wooden teeth that they all have.
Oh, yes. Well, we can just get Bob Ryan out there. He'll be good to go.
What are you doing over there? Bob Ryan's a nice man.
He's a sweetheart. He could dress up like
George
Washington.
He came on our air.
Yeah, he did. Much like you dress up as Ben Franklin, spitting image. Man, we know the difference.
I showed the picture to some people about that.
You're crushing it.
Pretty close.
I can't believe that's not your Twitter profile picture.
It should be. All right, CBS Sports ranked the top interior lineman of 2024. Your Dallas Cowboy, friend of the show, one of the best to ever do it, future Hall of Famer Zach Martin, is your new top guy on the list.
Oh, yeah. All time?
Not all time.
Ranking
for this year.
Okay, let's be honest.
So here's your top ranked guard coming into this season. You've also got Tyler Smith, who's right behind him at number four. Joe Tooney is on the list of the Chiefs. Chris Lindstrom of the Falcons has also made it.
I was wrong about Chris Lindstrom.
Kevin Zeitler of the Ravens. Joel Bitonio of the Browns. Landon Dickerson of the Eagles got on here. How about Sam Cosmi, former offensive tackle of the Texas Longhorns with the Commanders?
We worry about him being really soft.
Yes, but he's been good kicking inside.
Inside.
He also was kind of a short-arm guy.
Yeah, the tackle stuff was just a struggle for him. But, man, that would have moved inside. That's pretty good.
Big fall, though. Quentin Nelson, who used to be really high on these lists, also Notre Dame guy. He's down at 10 now for the Colts.
Kind of always felt like that Quentin Nelson might even be better than Zach Martin.
There was a time where he was trending that way. Maybe something's happened with Quentin Nelson, maybe dealing with some injuries or something. He's fallen down a little bit. Now, Jason Kelce, since he's retired, has dropped 20 pounds already. Now, we've seen this. I mean, Mark, we talked about one of the Pouncey Bros yesterday, and just he looks like he's lost an entire human being.
Yeah.
Now, Jason Kelce was interviewed by GQ. He said he weighed 295 for the majority of his career, and he's already dropped about 20 pounds since retiring. He's about 277 right
now.
Kind of
a barrel-chested guy.
He is, definitely. Said his back's already feeling better, knees already feel better, so another 20 pounds, hopefully, will make that much more adept for playing with his children. But he is cautious. Like, he doesn't want to drop, like, 100 pounds and end up having one of those necks that are super skinny, but the head stays the same size.
Yeah, because that's
what it's a funny look.
That's what these linemen continue to forget. Like that.
Al Roker.
Yeah,
that's a good call, Lucius. Al Roker.
Yeah. Once he slimmed down, and then you realize, like, you can lose weight almost anywhere, like even in your fingers, right? Well, Chuck, like, you'll lose ring sizes in the process of a weight loss journey, but
absolutely.
You're not losing dome sizes.
No,
you're not shrinking.
Not the head. Yeah. I think the head stays the same size, but absolutely the andouilles will shrink on you a little bit, which is disappointing. Now, speaking of the Kelce Bros, they're talking about a movie
in
London, and this is the New Heights podcast. I don't know that I've ever seen players get so excited about the potential of a team in London. I was wondering, would players even want this?
Oh, you should talk to me, you know, 20 years ago when I was working in NFL Europe.
Well, it's easy when it's the two guys you're talking about that are excited about it. One's retired and never playing again. The other one's never leaving Kansas City until he hangs them up.
Listen to what Travis has to say here, sir.
No dumb question number two. Would you play for a team in London?
Yes.
Unquestionably.
I'm waiting for that team to play for another team other than the Chiefs. Like, that's the only situation, is if I get to play abroad.
Like, your home team be abroad?
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be before there's an NFL team in London?
Less than 10 years.
You think within the decade?
I don't know for a fact it's going to be London.
If there's an NFL team, the first city it's coming to is London. I'll go on record for that.
I mean, it's where we've been playing for the most overseas, yeah.
Yeah, there's the most amount of fans here. It's a major market. The only other cities that it would also be in would be, like, I know Germany has a lot of NFL fans, so there'd probably be a German team, I'd assume in Munich or Berlin. But I think London's getting the first one, if it ever happens.
So now I'm excited for Travis Kelce to unretire and go play for this London team.
When my very first job in professional sports was NFL Europe, and back then, all the things, we had a team in London, one in Barcelona, one in Frankfurt, Germany. Mm-hmm. And the fan base over there, I mean, they were just starting out. But today, that fan base knows more than me. And I mean, I guess that's not too hard, but that overseas fan base, all over that area. Germany.
You can see the passion.
They are very passionate. They're very knowledgeable. They study the game. They're watching games like at, you know, 3-4 in the morning, you know, to watch it. You know, that's just how dedicated they are because of the time change. But I thought, I mean, when I started with the Cowboys in 2000, I was like, there's going to be a team in London in the next 20 years. I totally told people that. I just felt like that the fans were going to really embrace it, get educated. I think it's a race between London and maybe Berlin. I think the German fans, because you got the military bases and stuff in Germany.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of Americans there that were teaching the game and stuff like that. And, you know, but either way, they're going to figure out how to make teams. They're going to make a home base. So if you play against a London team or a European team,
but they just have a new division.
Well, you put them on the East Coast. You make them an East Coast team, say. But you have a home base. Like, you get to stay there for a week. So you're playing against the London team. There's a complex that has the hotel.
And you can practice. And your body gets adjusted to the time.
Yeah, everything. You could stay over there for a week and get ready for the game. And then when it's over, you just come back.
That was my biggest question, like, logistically, how would that work?
Yeah, but then when the European team comes over, there's a home base for them here in, say, Dallas.
Gotcha.
So when they come over, their home base is Dallas, and then they work out of the home base and they could fly east, west. It doesn't matter. But you logistically got to come up with a way to make sure that the teams that fly in there, maybe you go back-to-back weeks for home games and stuff like that.
Be nuts.
But it's going to happen. The market over there is just too good. Too good.
You know they can't turn down the money. I mean, they would be all for that.
Being that they've got to pay out, what, $429 million?
Now they need it.
Yeah.
They certainly do. Cortland Sutton has not ruled out a training camp holdout, the former SMU star, as his contract talks have stalled with the Denver Broncos. Drew Rosenhaus, shout out to our guy Connor Williams. He said he's had a miraculous ACL recovery. Mm. He's going to be ready for training camp. I remember a couple months ago we were talking about this could be a career-ending injury for Connor Williams. It was so bad. Now he's ready to go for camp, so we'll see if he signs with the team. And Lyle Collins, shout out to LC, who did sign with the Cowboys as a practice squad member. He's 30 years old. He's now with Buffalo. He said, I'm going to show up every day and work, and all he wants to do is dominate. So, hey, the Bills were up there among the offensive line rankings. They were very, very high. Maybe Lyle Collins, the addition to him, he's able to channel his old 2016 form.
Yeah.
Just kick some ass and take some names.
Heck of a player, man, but things got away from him.
They certainly did.
A couple of different ways, yeah.
All right, let's catch up with our buddy Nathaniel Lowe, the Rangers Player Show. Coming up next here on The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.